some asylum seekers there after his immigration minister quit last night. Robert Jenrick says the emergency legislation for the initiative doesn't go far enough to deter illegal crossings. Labour's Pat McFadden says the Conservatives need to accept the plan simply doesn't work.
This is expensive and it's failing, and it would be better spending the money devoted to this on the real hard yards of cracking down on a problem which is serious and should be taken seriously by any government.
Conversations between high-profile politicians and civil servants have been compromised by Russia's Secret Service. The Foreign Office says it was part of a Kremlin scheme to repeatedly try to disrupt British politics through cyber interference. The Russian ambassadors have been summoned and sanctions have been put on two groups. Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden says with an election next year, the threat is serious.
We are in, as it were, a cyberspace race. Them to develop the tools to do us harm, us to build the defences needed to protect against their attacks.
Boris Johnson claims he didn't let coronavirus rip in the autumn of 2020. The former Prime Minister is giving evidence to the COVID inquiry, denying accusations he let older people accept their fate. Double child killer Colin Pitchfork has had his parole denied. He was jailed for at least 28 years for the deaths of Linda Mann and Dawn Ashworth. The BBC licence fee is going up by over £10. From April, it'll cost £169.50. It was due to rise in line with inflation, but ministers have stepped in to limit the increase. And Benjamin Zephaniah, known to many as Jeremiah Jesus in Peaky Blinders, has died at the age of 65. He'd been diagnosed with a brain tumour 8 weeks ago. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Thanks, Kat, for the news there at 1. The time is just after 1 p.m. now, and you're listening to the 123 show here on Phoenix FM. Myself, Siobhan Copeland. Thanks, Michelle, for the last 3 hours for the Eat My Brunch show. And I hope you're having a good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to just give you a quick weather update now as well.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So, looking at today's weather in the Brentwood area, currently we're looking at temperatures of 7 degrees and lows of 5 degrees. We are also expecting heavy rain. There's a 39% chance of heavy rain now. And 2 p.m. it's increased to 46% and 89% at 3. So very likely to rain this afternoon. And continues to this evening, where it looks as though it's going to be pretty much raining all afternoon until about 11 o'clock tonight. So I wish I could have better news, but that's it. That is our weather today. Heavy rain, moderate breeze, and it, that's pretty much it. And tonight, this evening, we'll start with spells of heavy rain gradually clearing eastward, remaining largely cloudy throughout the night with rain easing and turning patchy.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
About the groove.
Sing it.
Phoenix 98 FM.
I want this to last forever. Let's live in the moment.
Influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 600 9239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
I got the love. The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
And the time now is 20 past one, almost a few seconds away. It's myself, Siobhan Copeland, here from 1 to 3 every Thursday following... Sorry, I had to take a little gulp then. I've just been eating my lunch here. I do apologise. A little swig of tea there as well. So just following from Michelle Ward's show, Eat My Brunch show, and then we got Joe Bailey on from 3 till 6. Then we got 98 Not Out, which is hosted by Darren Mutu, and then we have the Non-League Hour with John Sharp at 7 till 8, Bumper to Bumper with Gareth Williams till 10, and then the Night Shift, which is a country music show, which I still need to check out, actually. I don't know much about country music. I want to find out more. And then 12 a.m. is Destination Dawn, music through the night. So I hope I warmed you up a little bit with some of those tunes there. I was sort of feeling a bit, like, pumped with those music, even though I was literally sitting here eating a kebab, I'll be honest. But I felt like I should be out for a run when I was playing that music. But, yeah, there we are. Yeah, a bit naughty, isn't it, having a kebab for lunch? It's not something I normally do, but I just fancied it today, so I ordered it in. And, yeah, quite nice it is too. And just want to share with you some local events, things that are going on in the local area.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So what have we got going on? We've got Sunday, the Ingatestone Christmas Market. That is happening down on the High Street in Ingatestone, organised by the Rotary Club of Ingatestone and Fryne Community Association. It's on from 12 till 6, and there's loads of stalls there. And you can also get your tickets live stage as well. Sorry, I shouldn't forget to mention that. Lots of acts, lots of singing and all sorts of entertainment going on there. Free entry as well. We always do like a freebie, but of course, donations are always welcome. And they go to local charities and causes. So go on, make a donation and go down there. essexsites.co.uk/www.sites/ing-ing-christmas-market/index. It's a long old link there, isn't it? I'm sure you can find it. Just Google it. Ingatestone Christmas Market and get yourself down there. Just turn up. 12 till 6, it's on. And every Monday, of course, we've got the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, hosted by our very own Kev Piggott from 8 till 10. All tracks are then recorded and then a selection are played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10 a.m. So get yourself down there if you're a local singer, artist. Get on the stage and show us your talent. And, you know, you can get played on the local radio. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Christmas concerts happening. Of course, it's that month, 12th of December. That's at Emmanuel Church in Billericay. And that's on from 8 o'clock in the evening. And you can also... They've got a new version of the Christmas Story along with other festive music. £10 in advance, £12 on the night. So you save yourself a couple of quid if you go on the website, which is billericaycoral.co.uk. And then we've got a Christmas comedy night. I wonder what sort of things will be going on there. Will people be dressing up Christmassy? I don't know. Like, will there be a funny Santa? I'm not sure. But anyway, that's happening on the 15th of December on a Friday, Billericay Cricket Club. And that's also got comedy there from Jerry Kay, Amy Webber, Ash Friff and George. Can't pronounce his name. I do apologise. Tickets are £15. Doors are 7 o'clock start, 7 p.m. Seating by 7:45, so it gives you plenty of time to get in there and get seated. And you can find details there on Eventbrite. Just go in Eventbrite and go Christmas comedy night at the Cricket Club, and that should show up. And there's also a Christmas quiz night on the same night. That's at Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. That's at Sawyers Hall Farm, Sawyers Hall Lane, Brentwood. hosted by Phoenix FM's Joe Bailey. Get your friends and family together, put your thinking caps on, test your Christmas knowledge. Entry fee does include a jacket potato. And there'll be a range of hot, soft and alcoholic drinks for sale on the night, as well as delicious treats from Norwegian bakers. Teams of up to six people, £15 a person. See, if I was any good with them, with quizzes, I'd go, but I'm not. And then we've got Saturday the 16th of December, Breakfast with Santa. And that's at St George's Church in Onca Road and Brentwood. 9.30 to 12, bring the children for breakfast and visit Santa. You've got Christmas craft activities, stalls available, children of £5, including a gift from Santa. Oh, that sounds lovely. I might take my lot down there. And you can just put the link in St George's Church, Brentwood.org to find out details. And look at that, it's already 25 past, and that means it is time for a traffic update.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures Phoenix for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, this is your latest travel news. This is in the local area. We have Chelmsford. Their traffic signals are not working properly on Broomfield Road at the junction Valley Bridge. Delays in both directions on Broomfield Road approaching Valley Bridge and on Valley Bridge to Broomfield Road. That sounds like a bit of a tongue twister, doesn't it? And then we've got no other reported congestion, but I'm going to have another little look just to see if there's anything else I can report on another little, because that's the email we get, but I'm going to have a look at something else as well. So we've got the M25 anti-clockwise. A lane is closed on the entry slip road due to long-term roadworks. There's a junction 28, the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays. Temporary traffic lights due to gas main work on Cambridge Avenue at Upper Brentwood Road 2. And then you've also got Straight Road, Harold Wood. There's one lane closed due to water main works on the Straight Road southbound at Shenstone Gardens. I think that's just about it. I think that's covered, and I think I'll play you some more tunes now.
I've been thinking, I've been drinking, anything the matter needs to toss the feeling. I ain't joking, I think I'm broken. Something triggers me at any given moment. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. And it ain't a phase that I'm going through. All that I am, all that I do, always seems to be revolving around you. Cause I could be alone or in the club, someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time I get these side effects. People talking, and I've been dodging. Every question about you is so exhausting. I still got your number. Sometimes I wonder where you are tonight, whose body you are under. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. No, it ain't a phase that I'm going through. It's all that I am, it's all that I do. I could be alone or in the club, or someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time I get these side effects.
Side effects.
about you that you never knew. All the pain that I've been through. Even this morning, looked outside my door for your letter on the floor. 7 long years of moving through the streets, letting people in, but they don't talk to me. They look right through that morning.
And Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Side. And I
And that one there, Charlie XCX and Sam Smith there with In the City. So it's quite sad news. Well, it is sad news today. Just before I came on air, I found out about Benjamin Zephaniah has passed away at the age of 65 after a brain tumour diagnosis. And I actually remember, I was thinking to myself, he definitely came to my school, to my primary school. I don't remember how old I was, but I do remember him coming to the school and it'd been a really big thing, and him reading his poetry. And I remember that I loved writing poetry as a child, and I was just so inspired by him. And given as well that there's like a link there, because I have half my family are from the Caribbean, and he's also of Caribbean descent. And he's just like, just a really inspiring person, and he's, you know, given so much to the world in terms of his art. And he actually, has a really interesting life. But so it says this family announced statement. It's with great sadness and regret we announce the death of our beloved husband, son, and brother in the early hours this morning. Benjamin was diagnosed with brain tumour 8 weeks ago. His wife was by his side throughout and was with him when he passed. We shared with him the world, and we know many will be shocked and saddened by this news. He was a true pioneer and innovator. He gave the world so much for an amazing career, including a huge body of poems, literature, music, television, and radio. He leaves us a joyful and fantastic legacy. Thank you for the love you have shown Professor Benjamin Zephaniah. And I agree. Yeah, it's the beautiful thing about being an artist is your actual, you live on through your art. So I'm going to pay tribute to him and play you this song, one of his poems called, it's a song stroke poem called Love the Life.
6 billion farm animals are killed by humans each year.
Animals are my friends, and I don't eat my friends.
There are over 500,000 vegans in Great Britain.
The future is vegan.
We are really trying to watch what we are buying. As long as we are able, we will read every label. We want to know what's in every packet and each tin. Before we hit the streets, we're checking out the eats. We like to plant and grow, then we reap what we sow. In order not to panic, we try to eat organic. We don't think we're perfect, but we think we're worth it. We like nice food that's memorable, not bad food that's chemical.
Vegans, we are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live. Vegans, vegans, we are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live. Vegans.
The vegan girl or boy is always filled with joy. The reason is quite plain, their food contains no pain. They will never wear murderous fox fur. They don't follow fashion, their thing is compassion. Yes, we will not eat haddock or any animal product, because we've learned to think about our bedtime drink. We make sure that our cuisine has vitamins and protein to keep us strong and healthy, even if we are not wealthy.
Vegans, we are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live. Vegans, vegans, we are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live. Vegans.
Vegan is the way to go.
We just want to share concern for what we wear. We check our shopping trolleys and what goes in our bodies. We are not one creed or colour, we simply live all over. Yes, there are many reasons why we love being vegan.
Vegans, we are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live. Vegans, vegans, we are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live. We are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live.
Vegan,
vegan. We are the vegans, and we live the life we love. Love the life we live.
Vegans.
If the world went vegan, we could say
party in society, the vegan society.
Leonardo da Vinci said, the time will come when men will look upon the murder of animals as they look upon the murder of man.
Vegan is the way to go. You know.
Vegan is not about being perfect. It is about doing the least harm and the most good.
Vegan, there is no other way.
Go vegan, vegan. All you'll do is save the planet.
And
that there was Bob Marley and the Wailers, of course, with Jammin'. And before that, Benjamin Zephaniah, just playing. Oh, why can't I talk today? Paying tribute to him as he has passed away at the age of 65. So the time now is coming up for 1:45. And so I've got a little hour and a bit left to play you some more tunes. Hope you're enjoying the music. Hope you're enjoying the show. Haven't got a guest on today. It's just me here on my own, jamming in the studio by myself. But I hope you're still enjoying the show. Hopefully I'll have a guest back in next week to keep you entertained. Last week I had Janin on from Dropaloo, which is a community-based social media app. So do download it, check it out. Dropaloo, it's called. And it's all about doing good. And talking of doing good, I just want to remind you all of the Brentwood Food Bank's urgent requirements. As we know, a lot of people are not able to let their money stretch after paying their bills to actually buy food. And this is happening in our local area. And we are a community station and we are all about helping the local community. If you're able to donate anything at all, whether that be some food or if you want to donate some money, I think really the food and the toiletries is really what we needed to collect. In fact, I'm starting to volunteer at my local church to help with the food banks as well. But this is supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Last week, in 2 days, the Doddinghurst Road Church Food Bank fed 199 local people. And I know that there are other churches like the one that I'm taking part and volunteering at, St Peter's Church in Shenfield as well, and others that are taking part in providing food to local people. So if you are able to donate, some of the items urgently required include tin goods, toiletries, and also, as I say, anything really that you can help that you think that people might need as sort of, you know, basic necessities really. And it's bad that some of us are not in the position to even be able to cover ourselves the basic necessities, but that is what we're in right now, the cost of living crisis. So it is putting pressure on those, so if you can do your bit to help, particularly coming up to Christmas time, to take that pressure off people and provide for others. If you're in a more fortunate position, then please do. You can get in touch by calling 01277 224 4528, or you can also email info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk.
Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Come on and walk through that door, Cause I'm what you've been waiting for. Let it know.
Girl, we got lots of time.
We can talk.
Through all the good times and bad times.
I wanna be the guest to be in your life.
Be the one that makes you sad. Just to be the one you never had.
You just can't love anybody. I tell you, I'm the right one for you. But you got to believe me, cause everything that I tell you is true, yeah. I wanna be your mother, your father, your brother, and your sister too. Be the good, be the bad, be the counselor that you run to, yeah. Let it on.
We got lots of time.
We can talk.
Through all the good times.
The good times. I wanna be the guy to be in your life. Gonna be so easy, girl. And I can let you know for sure that I'm gonna always be
right here
for the long run. I might make you mad, you cuss me out, but you're still my girl. And I promise that I will never put my hands on you, girl. I wanna be everything to you, girl. Nobody but me. You and me can do almost anything.
Got to be the one you want.
To be the one you want.
To be the one you flown.
You can't get mad at nobody but me. In fact, I'm the only one you can receive.
Got to be the one you want. Got to be the one you want.
Yeah. Don't really understand.
Be the only one you find.
Cause it's a man.
To be the one you don't like.
To go in now. All the time.
Gotta be, gotta be, gotta be. To be the one you want. To be the one. To be the one you want. To be the one. Gotta be, gotta be, gotta be your everything.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Whoa, let me tell you, girl. Whoa, whoa. Hey, here I go, here I go. I know you heard me say it time and time again, but they would rock your world and change your life. But I can't blame them, cause you make a nigga wanna get involved, wanna get them draws. Well, I'm gonna put my bid in and get it, you. No deal.
disrespect, but I want it bad as they do. The only difference is they look out for themselves, but I'm doing it just to hear you yell, yeah. I'm back in, cause I'm young but I'm ready, tryna get hot and heavy, show you what if you let me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I'm gonna take you somewhere that you never been, show you some things that I make you wanna show your friends, have you so weak that you can't even say a thing,
but that's okay,
all you gotta say. Tell you what to do, cause when it's said and done, the choice ain't mine, it's really up to you. Just say yes, don't fix your mouth and tell me no. Drop that bottom door for me and just say
I can do is to just let her go.
continue to push, you'll just pull away. And I know that in my heart, it's a reality. I didn't treat her like she wanted to be treated. And I hope that she's not wrong. Feel like I just walked out of heaven, baby.
If you feel ever like I love someone,